And title of this vignette is Deciduous Shrubs. 3, 2, 1. Mention flowering and foliage shrubs, and most gardeners think of lilacs. Hi, I'm Art Drysdale. Attractive and productive shrubs after this. 3, 2, 1. Deciduous flowering and foliage shrubs vary in height from the dwarfs, which don't exceed 60 centimeters, 2 feet, for example, Little Princess Spirea, through those of medium height, 1 to 2 meters, of which there are countless examples, including most of the mock oranges and Spirea, to the very tall, such as crabapples. Most are planted for their flowers, and while most flower in the spring and early summer, it is possible to plant a mixture of deciduous shrubs and have some in flower later in the summer as well. Later blooming shrubs include the well-known hydrangeas, potentilla, and false Spirea. Some shrubs are planted for their distinctive foliage color all summer, of which the best examples would be royalty crabapple with deep mauve foliage spring to autumn, and silverleaf dogwood with variegated green and white foliage all season. Combinations of these shrubs, plus those with outstanding flowers, make for an interesting border around a garden, providing all-season color and a fast-growing screening effect for the perimeter. There are also many shrubs grown for their display of colored foliage in the autumn. Examples of these would be serviceberry, Japanese maples, highbush cranberry, euonymus, smoke trees, and sumacs. Since these shrubs grow relatively quickly, they are not only less expensive to purchase initially, they'll also achieve their optimum height much faster than slower-growing evergreens, which are more costly. I'm Art Drysdale.